Hey guys, welcome back to this week's episode of Welcome to Group Therapy, Side Session Edition. I'm KBI, I'm here with K10 and Jess, and unlike my childhood, I'm super excited about to talk about this week's episode, which is dark humor. Ba-dum-bum-bum.
It took you like 10 seconds to get your first dark humor joke in.
Like, I wasn't surprised. I thought it was going to be the first episode.
I'm so excited for this episode. As anybody who follows me know, dark humor speaks to my soul. If I didn't have dark humor, I would not make it through life. I would probably have just hit a tree by now. But here we are.
It's really going to be that kind of episode. Okay. Let's talk about... I was going to say, let's talk about the benefits of humor in general, but like, fuck, we're here.
Yeah. Already. But what are the benefits of humor? Like, why, like, what... Why is laughter? Why is humor? Why is all of that a good thing?
Yeah. I was thinking about this from like a therapeutic context, and like, you know, in therapy, mm-hmm. how like you'll make a dark humor joke and your therapist is like, whoa, like you mean that, or are we good? And I kind of think sometimes it's to, I don't know, allow yourself a little bit of like wiggle room. If you're mm-hmm. experiencing big emotions about talking about something like kind of traumatic or really big, it kind of massages it out a little bit, you know, it makes it a little easier to talk about. My therapist will say like, Kristen, we're staying here too long. We got to get back in to the feels. And I'm just like, do we have to, you know, this is fun. Mm-hmm. So I think it's helpful to a certain extent in therapy, at least.
Well, and humor in general makes us feel good. Mm-hmm. Right. Even take mm-hmm. the dark away from it. Take just general humor. Right. It makes us feel good. It lightens a mood. It makes things a little less serious. We want a little bit more hee hee ha ha, a little less boo hoo. Right. That's what we want.
Have you guys ever done the ha ha ha's? Did we talk about this before?
Is that where you laugh? You go ha 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 ha.
You put your hands out like this in a circle. And you say, ha, 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 and like, until you guys all start cracking up. And every time, it always ends
it
with
works,
people just
every time.
Hysterically laughing. And like you said, it's like, you're sharing really good moments. You're feeling good. Mm-hmm. Like, you're connecting with people. And I think laughter is like one of the most human things that we could do. It's just, mm-hmm. it's so fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Well, and KBI, I'm surprised you haven't brought up this quote about exercise gives you endorphin. Laughter also releases endorphins. Endorphins make you happy.
Happy people don't kill their husbands.
KBI has at least brought up that Legally Blonde quote in two other
episodes.
It's
so good though. It's so good and it's so true.
But yeah, like humor, if we're laughing, stress and tension relief. Like, mm-hmm. have you ever been just like stressed and then you like bust out laughing? You're like, I feel so much better. Like, I'm not like clenched anymore. I know from research, like even physiological things like pain relief, better immune system. When our immune system's better, unlike Justin's right now.
Yeah, Justin's sick as a dog.
He's got that dog in him.
Better.
He doesn't have the dog in him today. He's sick as fuck. He does not have any sort of dog in him. That man is sick.
he's struggling.
He is. Sorry, Jess. Yeah. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. So I think there's a lot of benefits to humor and lots mm-hmm. of different types of humor. And I think, I don't know about you all. I think we have similar types of humor and that's probably why we get along. But, you know, there's types of humor that I just don't get. Like, I'm like, that is not funny. Hmm. Like certain comedians or certain actors that like they have movies that people are like, this is so hilarious. And I'm like, no.
Like when you try to make a Barbie joke and it just
flops.
Just completely flops. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift joke. Yeah. But I feel like dark humor, especially in the therapy realm, I don't know about you all. Mm. I feel like between therapists and people in therapy, dark humor is like a go-to type of humor.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I noticed? Like people who have really stressful careers too. Like I work with physicians, judges, lawyers, like a couple of my clients have like positions like that, they all are like dark humor, sarcastic, dry across the board. Like that's mm-hmm. their humor. And that's my humor. Like I'm very like, I could be like really dry but then it's also like sarcastic and dark. And I think some people like really don't get it, you know, at all. Like they don't get it. And there are other people who like will die laughing over that, you know? So I think types of humor matter too. And it's kind of awkward when you meet a new friend and you don't know what kind of humor they have. And then you're like, can I say this dark joke? Are they going to like literally call 911 or are they going to like laugh with me? Like, oh, I don't know.
I get myself in trouble all the fucking time. Oh, yeah. I'm just 100 all the time. I don't tiptoe into it. It's just there. And like, yeah. I think that's the thing is like, you know, when you walk into a room and you're in a room full of people who go, versus the people who get it, because I always say like, if I didn't have dark humor, I'd probably just cry all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it just helps alleviate it. It helps like just make some sort of sense to it. Like if I'm not going to cry about it, I might as well laugh and use it as like a little jokey joke. Like I always say, like my mom only gave me two things in this life, a sibling and trauma. Like, and that trauma has made me funny. Like,
didn't you learn how to cook from her?
I have so many mom jokes for you, but I feel like they're like borderline mean. Like, you know, like I don't want to say
it can't be any meaner than she was to me. So,
but K-10, not to like not want to hear your mom jokes, but I think that's a good point because I think dark humor.
Yeah.
You know, is a coping mechanism for a lot of us. Mm-hmm. I see the same thing working in healthcare. Like, I literally sit on the palliative care team in the hospital. Like, the amount of dark humor jokes we make every morning rounds is astronomical because we deal with like death and dying and things like that. And so, like, if you deal with death and dying all the time, you have to make dark humor jokes. But exactly what you said there, K-10, about like, I feel like it's too mean. I feel like a lot of us will use dark humor to cope with our own trauma struggles. But if somebody else like said the thing to us, we'd be that's not funny.
It hits different. You know, it hits different. It always does. Yeah. When I was an EMT, I feel like the dark humor jokes were like, I had to take a step back and I'm like, is this okay? Like, what are we doing here? You know what I mean? And I had to like really have a moment with myself. And I'm like, this is my literal way of coping. But if somebody else overheard this too, somebody who didn't deal with this, they would think I'm insensitive potentially, you know? And then if somebody said that to me, if I'm going through a hard time, I would be annoyed. I'd be like, wait, it's not that serious. Like, chill, you know? But I do think when you have similar senses of humor, dark humor can be so healing and helpful. But then if somebody else doesn't, then it's like, oh boy, that didn't go over well. Yikes. You know?
Well, and I think dark humor to a point has to have, you have to have some insight. And what I mean by that is you have to be able to understand when you are using it as a mechanism of coping and when you are using it as kind of, it's a mechanism of like burnout and you're just crispy and an asshole. Like I've worked with providers who like try to chalk up their humor as dark. And I'm like, no, actually you're just a dick.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's not dark. Like that's not hee hee ha ha. That's just you being like, if you said it this way, that would be hee hee ha ha. But like, and I think that's sometimes hard. And I think it also is the people you're with. Like K-10, you could say whatever you want about my mom and I probably die laughing.
Right.
Yeah. But if someone I didn't have a rapport with said something and it was like super, like, I'd be like, who are you?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you're talking about the, at least in your first example, you're talking about like the depersonalization part of burnout, which is like where people have like really callous, detached responses to other people because of burnout. Like it's, you know, they're dealing with a lot. And I think if you're noticing, like you said, if it's unhelpful, it's probably because of something deeper going on, you know, are you using it to cope or is it like something that's helping you get through?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. And when I think of dark humor as a coping mechanism, like I love me some dark humor. I love when my clients use dark humor. And I've at least noticed like, and I would love to get your thoughts on this. When talking about something like really difficult, that's usually when dark humor comes in. And I've noticed with my clients, like when the thing first happens or they first start talking about it, there's going to be more humor. Then there's like the healing part with a couple jokes here or there. And then when the person has like come to the other side, I'm not just staring at KBI, but I'm staring at KBI. Then they use the dark humor again, because I feel like in the first stages, it's like, I know this is a tough thing I went through and I want to talk about it, but I'm not ready to go deep enough, or like, I'm not ready to feel those uncomfortable emotions, but I can make a joke about it. So people know, like, I went through this terrible thing, but maybe we'll not dive deeper yet. Then they do the work, and then like KBI, her personality becomes dark humor.
And I'll say, even for myself, like, there are things in my life that I have never made dark humor about, like, that were traumatic and things like that, because I'm like, you know, I actually don't feel okay making that joke. Because I'm like, that feels icky to me. And again, I think that's where the insight comes in, and being able to balance that. And, you know, sometimes I don't know why my therapist puts up with me. Bless her soul.
We don't know either.
Because, like,
KBI.
Just a couple weeks ago, I had a huge life event happen, and I literally rolled into therapy, and I said, she goes, "Oh, Kristen, how are you?" And I was like, "Well, we could talk about this terrible life event that just happened, or we can just talk about my great trip to Chicago. I think we should just talk about Chicago, because Chicago was fantastic. She goes, excuse me, can we rewind?" And I was like, "No, I just wanted to tell you that that happened, but we're just going to move past." And she's like, "No." I'm like,
yeah,
please.
I think that's a good example too. Like, when things are raw, it's hard to, at least for me personally, it's just hard to joke about them. Like, when I was going through that big medical incident last year, in the beginning, I was like, woohoo, at least I'm here, you know? And then, like, midway through, I was like, oh shit, I'm here. Whoa. Like, you know? And then towards the end, I'm like, I'm really here for real. Wow. That could have taken me out. Like dark humor jokes, you know? So I do think it's helpful for people to gain access to that information so that they can process. But I don't know, there's something about making dark humor jokes about something that, like, you're really going through, and it's really raw and it's really hard to do, you know, and like, you're really in the feels about it. I think it's hard. But then I also think humor could also be a deflection, like KBI used in her therapy, of like, okay, don't really want to go there, but I wanted to let you know, like, I'm acknowledging there's an issue, but let me deflect, because it might be too deep right now to, like, actually get to.
I think of it like, you know, a Coke bottle, right? And that event or whatever gets shaken up, and you just need a pressure valve release just a little bit. And it helps release that pressure a little bit so that you can settle and actually really talk about it. And I think, you know, dark humor at its core is avoidance. That is what it is. But I think it's avoidance in a way, again, that can be used and not be helpful, but it can just be something that allows some pressure to be left out. Because, you know, I think when we really talk about things actually being serious, you know, it's serious then. It's real.
I think too, like, there are certain topics that are just hard to talk about. Like, they're just like inherently difficult to talk about. And I think if you could bring a little bit of lightness to it, then it's more accessible for, like, a conversation with friends or family or something like that. You know what I mean? And it's not so heavy. Cause I think another thing that I'm realizing too is that humor could be helpful for, just say, people who aren't in therapy or people who aren't in mental health and stuff like that, who really just don't know how to hold space for their own emotions as they're dealing with them in real time. You know? So I think sometimes it's, like, easier to, like, make light of things for them. Not that they're doing anything wrong, but I think it's helpful for people who want to talk about things, but they don't know how to access that without, like, breaking down completely.
I also think of dark humor sometimes as, like, a protection for people. I know you said it's a deflection, but I think of, like, especially, like, self-deprecating dark humor, where people will, like, poke fun of things about themselves that are probably their insecurities. But it's like, if I make this joke, then other people can't, like, make a joke about it.
If I own it,
and it you gain a sense of control in many things that you feel out of control with. Like, if, you know, KBI, using you as an example, sorry, but, like, you can make dark humor jokes about your mom because a lot of that situation was completely out of your control. But what you can control is your response to it. And like, that's a very therapeutic thing to say. But I see that a lot with like self-deprecation or, you know, I don't want to, a dark humor joke just came to mind that one of my clients said the other day, but I don't want to share it because it's very specific. But like in that moment, I could tell it was like, I'm taking ownership of this really bad situation. 5-10 minutes later, a lot of crying happened. But like in that moment, it was like, let me make a joke to own this because so much is out of my control right now. And I think it can be helpful in the moment to like protect ourselves, exactly what you were saying, K-10, from those difficult feelings that maybe we're not ready to access or feel, or like I said, that so other people don't like poke at the things that we're insecure about.
Oh yeah. I think it's easier when you own it too, that like other people's comments, like they don't sting potentially as much because you're already owning it. You know, it's, that's another layer to it potentially.
And it's, and again, it's, I think it all just, it comes back to, are you aware of how you're using it?
Yeah.
Are you aware at the level? And I think I do try as much as I said I don't. Like, I do try to be aware of my surrounding as much as I can, because my goal is to not make people uncomfortable with it, because sometimes my jokes are very uncomfy.
Can confirm. Sometimes they are.
Sometimes K-10 like, does not. She's like, I don't know if I should call CPS retroactively or laugh with you.
Like, I never know. Mm-hmm. I never She's know. Like,
it can CPS investigate as Kristen is 32 years old?
Yeah. Like, I think the statute of limitations will say no, like, but like, yeah.
But like, again, like it's like, I know with you guys, like I can make a really dark joke. Like sometimes there are times I've texted Jess and K-10 and been like,
you want to hear some shit? Or she'll say, are you sitting down? Are you ready for something?
I usually preface it and I say, I got something real dark, and it's real dark. Like I'm going straight to hell. Do not pass go. Do not collect $100. Like if there is a place lower than hell, I'm going there. That's like what I preface it as. And then I send it and they're like, oh, you're yeah.
I think we usually just say, Kristen.
Yeah, that's like,
my response.
On.
Yeah. And then you laugh. And then you're like, hee hee ha.
Yeah. But I think that's a really good point, KBI, like being aware of your surroundings, because dark humor can make people uncomfortable. Some people can find it offensive. Like I can imagine if, you know, somebody is making dark humor jokes about their own insecurities, whatever that is, and somebody around them has that own insecurity or that same insecurity or something, they might find it offensive and like upsetting. And I imagine that that can create like distance or ruptures in relationships if you're unaware of how the person takes dark humor. Because if you're making a joke in the wrong crowd, let's say, people may be uncomfortable or be offended and be like, okay, well now I don't want to like hang out with this person, even though that's not your intent. Because I think for the most part, at least what we have been talking about is when people are talking about their own like trauma or struggles, there absolutely is like dark humor. It's also called like black humor, and there's a bunch of other names for it, like that's been used in like films and books and TV and stuff. But I think at least what we've been talking about from a therapeutic standpoint is individual experiences and how people cope with those.
Totally. And I think, I don't know, when I think about humor as like a general concept, I think that that's kind of how you find your people as well. Like if there are people who could like laugh at your dark humor, at first they're like, whoa, what the hell? And then you're like, wait, and then, you know, and then it's like, okay. If that's your humor, that's great. Like I like people who have like slap happy humor or like they make jokes like that. I find them funny, but I don't know how to like dish it back because I'm just so dark. It's like so dark that I'm like,
you don't have happy humor.
I'm like going to tread territory where you're going to probably call the cops. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I gotta be gentle here. But if I'm around you,
I don't know.
I could say those things. Like, Kitty, when you were saying before, like, people would probably say, I'm like, if people don't have dark humor, when you said, like, hey, I got my trauma and something else from my mom. And I was like, you also got a flat ass. Because you always talk about that. You always say it. Like, you say it. You said
yes.
It first. You said it first. Okay.
Yes.
So I'm like, okay, I could say, I have permission.
Oh my God. When I made that story the other week of me trying on those leggings and I was like, my pancake ass, the amount of people who were in my DMs be like, don't talk about yourself that way. I'm like, it's fine. It's a fact. Like it's a fact. And then when I posted the video of Ben saying, he literally said to me in the car, I can use Windex on your ass because it's for flat surfaces. I was like, do you want a divorce? And he's like, yep. You make jokes about your asshole. I said, I make jokes. You're not allowed to. Are you? And I'm like, are you telling me? You? And I'm like, half of me, I'm just pulling his leg. But I'm like, are you telling me I have a flat ass?
Right. But think about it. Like, because we know you and we know that like you love yourself and all that. Like, we know that, you know, but like, again, lay people, they might not know that. They're like, yeah. Oh my God, she's like, really, she doesn't like herself or something like that. But to all of us, we know that like you were making a joke, well, you know?
And I think it goes back to kind of looping this in a little bit of a different direction is being therapists
mm-hmm.
and using things like dark humor or self-deprecating humor or things like that, that we are supposed to be love and light and
no.
And I'm like, bitch, I am unhinged.
There's no light coming out of me after 2023. Like, there's no fucking light left. Do you know what I mean? Like it's just like,
it's a black light in there.
It's a black hole. There's yeah. nothing.
I'm underground somewhere. Like, it's tough. I think, mm-hmm. but I think too, like, I don't know about you guys, but like every client I have has a different like type of humor, you know? So mm-hmm. I know that there are clients that I could, you know, engage in those dark humor jokes and then also be like, okay, we're going too far. Like, let's keep going and process some trauma. And then there's some clients who like, I can't joke with it all. Like very serious, yeah. very lightly, like, you know what I mean? Which is valid, totally okay. So I think like reading the audience is really important when you're a therapist too, because there are going to be people who that helps with rapport and it helps them process, you know? And there are people who are like, this is a tangent, like stop making jokes. Not that you yeah. would as a therapist, but I think that it's applicable in different settings. Mm-hmm. When I worked inpatient, that's where I noticed where the most dark humor was flowing around. Or when I worked at the VA, it's just everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
It's wild how in different places you'll have different levels of humor, different types of humor.
Us talking about this, like, elicited a memory from grad school that I had forgotten about until we were talking about this. I took a positive psychology class and we were covering like humor and we had to take like a humor styles quiz. And K-10, you being like, oh, people that are slap happy humor. So like out of everybody in the class, like I scored the lowest on like every type of humor, like across
Shut
the
up.
Board. But my highest was like self-defeating
the
humor.
The highest of the lowest.
The highest of the lowest. Yeah. No, literally across the board, like everybody's. So unlike my five-factor personality test where I was like super through the roof on things, like I was so low on everything but my highest of those was like self-defeating, self-deprecating. I can't remember what the category was, but exactly what we're talking about. I don't think I was always like that. I wonder if like as you become a therapist, do
it's
you like
me, yeah I don't
have to you and honestly, I feel, like on a more yeah. serious note, like thinking about it, especially the work I do in the hospital, I get asked all the time, like, how do you do what you do? And I mean, like, yes, there are times I absolutely cry and break down and get really sad and upset. But my go-to coping skill is dark humor, because I don't think yeah. I could do my profession if I didn't have that.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no way. I wouldn't. No. I don't think I'd make it.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I can't believe you failed something. You finally failed something. Like you failed
but,
the humor
but
thing.
But humor, humor. But if that's the one thing that makes complete sense, though.
But like, but here's the thing. Like, I could text Jess the most unhinged shit, And she'll like come right back at me with something funny. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so I feel like you failed back then. And like,
I think you're good now. Humorous in the moment. Like, I'm not one that like, I can't like come up with jokes. I think I'm the type of person that like, I say things and people happen to find them funny. Like, I don't intend to be funny.
I think you're actually really funny.
I don't. She's like, I don't intend to, but I guess sometimes I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just like say things. One question I had for you all, because I know we've kind of talked about how it can be a coping mechanism. Maybe it makes other people uncomfortable at times or finds like people find offensiveness. Can you think of any like, I don't know, negative consequences of dark humor for the person that uses them, like, or uses it?
Oh, like you never actually process what's going on.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, if you're able to here's the thing. I think it's like similar to like any sort of distraction. Like, if you're able to like sit with the emotions and process it, like, and do whatever you have to do therapeutically, great. And then if you want to like make jokes, and then if you want to like engage in that stuff, that's fine. But if you're staying there on the surface, I sometimes think like, how beneficial is that? And then a counterpoint might be, maybe that person's really just not in the headspace or the space in their life where they're able to process something like that. Maybe they don't have access to like therapy or help or so. Like, I kind of think of both sides of it too. I feel like, and here I am, like, I feel like I could have made so many jokes this time, but then I'm like, oh my God, our listeners, are they going to get it? Like, they're going to get it because it's our listeners and they're phenomenal. But like, I sometimes wonder, like, my jokes are like really dark sometimes. And I'm like, I don't know if that's all right. Especially around Kristen.
She's like, I might get canceled.
Going back to last time session.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get canceled if I make a dark humor joke.
Like, wow, K-10 is bullying everybody.
Yeah, I'm a big bully.
Big bully.
Story about me you took down because you thought you were being mean.
Oh my God. I literally guys, I put up a video last night because I did an AMA and I asked rate your podcast host from worst to best or something.
I asked Jess, it as a joke.
Asked the question. And I literally think Jess is the worst. So I literally commented and I said, Jess is the absolute fucking worst one on the podcast. Like, hands down, like, there's no other person that's as bad as Jess. And I felt so bad afterwards, even though I know Jess would have gotten it because it was sarcastic and dry. But I felt so bad. Like, so I'm like witty and shit, but then like, and I'll make dark humor jokes and then I'll like literally cry about it in my bed. Like, I'll be like, oh my God, I hope that they're not like upset.
Like, she literally texted our group chat, was like, guys, I'm so mean to Jess.
I was actually
happy family.
Can I be honest with you? Like,
I thought it was so nice or funny. What?
Can I be honest with you? I cried a little bit because I was like, I hope this doesn't rupture our relationship. And then when you texted me back, I was like, thank God. Because I've been in that situation with Kristen sometimes where I'll like go too far with a joke. But for her, it's like not far enough because it's her.
Oh, you know? Yeah. I'm like, this is bitch work.
Literally. She's like, this is like dark humor 101. And she's like in a master class. Like, it's fine. And I'm like, oh, I hope I didn't hurt your feelings. And she literally will respond like, shut the fuck up. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, we're good.
I'm like, I usually didn't respond because
I was already in bed. You posted it way too late. Jeez, what were you doing?
I don't know.
Well, guys, unlike my mom, thank you guys for sticking around. I really appreciate
it. Stop. That was so good.
I couldn't even make it through that one. Thank you guys for sticking around. And again, unlike her, thank you for loving us and loving all these episodes.
Stop. You know what? What if one of us leaves? Like, then it's gonna come up another abandonment.
I've already been left. It's fine. I'm used to it.
God.
It's fine. But yes, thank you guys for hanging out with us this week on our side session. You know, we love our dark humor. I hope someone is like almost crying laughing right now. And please let us know in our DMs because I need to know that this is the right space to make those jokes.
I need to know too.
Like, it is. Because too late. Because also it's too late, if it's not. Over.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like the relationship with my mom.
Stop.
Jess goes, stop.
It's because she's so low on the humor scale.
It is because I'm stuck.
Yes, you're tanking. You're tanking. You gotta make a comeback. It doesn't have to be right now.
But yes, make sure you rate, subscribe, share this episode with someone that you know loves dark humor. Maybe they have mommy issues and we'll find this My Little Jokes funny. And we'll see you next week in group therapy.
Won't see Kristen's mom either. Bye, y'all.
Nope.
Bye.